Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123 Radio Show. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico. Number to call tonight on Blog Talk Radio is 515-605-9802. We'd love to hear from everybody. Is America suffering from MAGA Trump fatigue syndrome? Republicans publicly said that they would get rid of Social Security, raise retirement age to 75, raise taxes on the middle class and working class, lower corporate taxes even more, destroy Medicare and Medicaid as they see it as an entitlement program, defund public schools. These are just some of the evil and malicious things GOP wants to do to America. Why are political races on every level across America is in a statistical dead heat and too close to call? Can Democrats pull off a historic victory, or will Republicans retake both chambers of the U.S. Congress? I want to hear from you, ladies and gentlemen. Call in. The number again is 515-605-9802. We'd love to hear from everybody. So what's happening in your side of the woods in America? Are you going to vote Republican? Are you going to vote Democrat? Tell us what's going on in your state. When you call in, say your first name and where you're calling from. And don't be shy. You know, you can check us out on Kitchen Politics 123 on Facebook. It's facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. Okay, Lori will join us shortly. And here she is now. Lori, can you hear me now?
Yes, I got disconnected somehow.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, they're having some technical difficulties with Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
So let's start from the
beginning.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123 Radio Show. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi, this is Lori Pica from Michigan. Sorry, I got hung up on somehow, but it's okay. We're ready to go.
Yes. Will U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland drop the hammer on Trump and his minions? Will New York State Attorney General Letitia James finally get Trump on income tax evasion? The trial started today. What will it take to get Trump and his lawyers and bring them to justice? America's tired of this orange trade and the idiot cultist enablers. When will they face justice and pay the price for committing crimes against the people of the America and being disloyal to the U.S. Constitution? We'll have somebody on the line. Hello, Carla. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. What's cooking? Hello?
Again, am I the only one?
Yes. Is this Elaine from Michigan?
Yes, I don't want to be the only one. Get someone else to give an opinion, please.
Oh, no, yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am. We're just waiting on calls and everything. We just started the show 5 minutes ago. But, yeah, I could put you back on hold. Yes, ma'am.
Whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
do,
so now...
Go ahead.
Well, I'll get too wound up. I've been wound up all day.
I know. You're not alone.
I'm just scared. I'm just scared to death. I am just absolutely scared to death. And I'm so grateful for this program, for a chance to let people know that we've got to get out there and vote. And that's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And, I am tired of everybody else playing by the rules. We pay our taxes. We mind our own business. We're going to become a banana republic if we don't get out there and vote.
It's going to be worse than a banana republic, actually, you know, because their plan is this, you know, dismantle Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, any social program. And, you know, we have to think about this because, you know, the thing is that there are millions of Americans, of seniors in this country that collect, you know, Medicare. I mean, they collect Social Security. They're on Medicare. But it's not only seniors. There are disabled people in this country that are on Social Security for disability because they cannot work. And if they are cut off, they will all die as well. So,
well, those Social Security people that you're talking about are being taken advantage of because of the fact they receive Social Security and they use them for very, very cheap labor.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
Because they
but
put them to work
is,
and don't think they don't. There's an autistic boy down the street who is now in his 50s. He's been working for 10 years for probably 50 cents an hour.
Yeah, that's terrible, yeah. But what I'm trying to say to you is that there are some people that are disabled, you know, and some are mentally ill. There's all kinds of disabilities out there. So, and they cannot work. I mean, they really cannot work. They, you know, either they can't walk or however it is, they cannot work for whatever reason. So, you know, that will cut into their life as well. You know, that's what I'm trying to say. So it just
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, you can't just say, well, it's going to be just seniors only. No, it's a big group of people. And I thought I heard over 10 million, but I'm going to have to look up the statistics because it's probably more than that. You know, so, yeah. So, I mean, they're out to harm people that are vulnerable in my eyes. That's the only way that I see it. And what do you think, David?
Well, the social netting, safety netting is important in any society. And since FDR had that program, it helped recovery with the Great Depression. Everything the Republicans destroyed from 1931 with Herbert Hoover and Wall Street crashing, FDR and Democrats built it back up with these programs. And we still need it today because, as you say, millions of people, probably 10 million or more people, are going to suffer. And it's not right. In the most richest country in the world, in the history of the world, nobody should be left starving or have a roof over their head or going to a school and learning, you know. So Republicans are not good people.
No. You know, the other thing that we have to think about is that they're trying to change the wording. They're calling it entitlement. It is not an entitlement. You know, that is just a trigger word is all it is, because when an entitlement is something that you have coming, you know, and not work for. Social Security and Medicare, you have worked for it. If you had a job from when you were 14, 16 years old, and you worked all those years, you paid into Social Security. You paid into Medicare. So whatever you paid in, you get a portion of that out. It's your money. It's your freaking money. Mm-hmm. So they would be stealing your money, stealing millions of people's money. That just can't stand in this country. That is just wrong. So
they've already borrowed from it.
A trigger word.
Yeah, and the other thing that people don't know is people with a green card that come over here and work temporarily, they pay into Social Security, and they don't get it back.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And not only that, we have to think about this. How many people do not reach retirement age, and they never get to, you know, they never get their benefits, you know. So, you know, because they pass away and they don't get their benefits. So the Social Security Fund is secure. It's got plenty of money in it, and that's why they want it. That's why they want it. That's the only reason they want it. Yes. And once they do that, it'll be destroyed. They'll give everybody $1 a month. That is what they'll do. And mark my words, that's the kind of people that they are. So we have to understand that and pay attention. So that's that first thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, supposedly their party of family values. Family mm-hmm. values takes in every age group, including the seniors. But for some reason, seniors in this country, their idea of seniors is we are a throwaway society. We're all brain dead, we're all old, we're all wrinkled, and their attitude is to hell with us. And you know what? The great power is going to get out there and vote.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to vote.
Absolutely. I agree with you. They're going to have
to vote. And these young kids are starting to see what's going on. And well, I mm-hmm. call them young kids, young adults. I'm sorry if mm-hmm. there's any young adults listening. I didn't mean to call you a kid. You young adults, you're listening. I know you're listening. And I know
mm-hmm.
you're darn mad. Show it
yep.
at the polls. Show your
Absolutely.
Strength at the polls.
Yep.
And by the way, if anybody is bothered at the polls, pick up
mm-hmm.
the telephone and report them. If you're standing in line and
oh,
somebody
yeah.
is intimidating you and tell
mm-hmm.
and pushing their point on you and you tell them you don't want to hear it,
yep.
you've got your cell phone in your hand where we didn't years ago. You got your cell phone in your hand. You dial 911, and the police better come out and protect you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, in Arizona already, that's been happening
yep.
where voter intimidation is happening when people
yep.
is dropping off their ballots, the early voting,
yep.
And,
yep.
you know, Republicans and MAGAs are showing, are taking pictures of their license plate number, taking pictures of them, they have AR-15s on them, you know, and from
yep.
a distance they're screaming and shouting at these people who are early voting. You know, I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I think it's un-American what they're
well.
Doing. And in Florida,
yeah.
they have, you know, the election police arrested 20 people,
yeah.
and the
it's
judge releasing all of them, saying that, you know, it's like a publicity stunt by Ron DeSantis. You know, so it's happening already. We're the ones to plant the seeds of doubt, saying that
mm-hmm.
it's election fraud, it's Democrats win. I hope it's not happening
mm-hmm.
in Michigan.
I'm still getting the same stuff here. They're saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
If I win, well, I guess it's cool. The election was right. If I lose, well, it's a fraud.
Yeah.
I'm getting
mm-hmm.
tired of listening
mm-hmm.
to that, too. When there really
yeah.
and
yeah.
honestly and truly is a fraud, then do something about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you
but
know,
if they
everything
win.
That came up fraud, anything that came up fraud was Republican voters, because I remember in Florida when I lived there, this guy,
mm-hmm.
his wife died, and he voted for her on an absentee ballot for Trump, and it was discovered that he voted for his dead wife, you know?
Yeah.
So if anything,
yeah.
if any fraud happening, is on the Republican side, you know?
Oh, I understand.
I
there was a couple votes for dead people across the country, and that was because the person was on their... was very, very ill, and they voted ahead of time, probably through an absentee ballot. And I
That's
understand,
okay.
the law is written that if you die
mm-hmm.
before the election, your vote doesn't
mm-hmm.
count. That's not
mm-hmm.
fraud. That is a happening.
No. Yep.
That's
yeah.
That's a happening.
Exactly.
The person
nope.
was lying
mm-hmm.
in bed thinking they would make it to the election.
Yep.
That's
Absolutely.
Not purposely done.
No,
and to make a big something out of nothing is it's just plain got to stop. And we have
mm-hmm.
got to start talking more about their exaggerations and their lies.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They're all exaggerating
mm-hmm.
a lot. Absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So another thing that's happening is in the New York 12th Congressional District, this independent guy, his name is Mike Ickes. He is running as an independent, and he made this sex tape. He's for, you know, freedom of expression and protecting sex workers, and he's pro-woman's choice and everything. Now, the freaks coming out in droves. And so this guy, you know, I'm doing a publicity stunt. I heard it on NPR radio the other day going to work. And, you know, I mean, I don't know if you ever heard about it, but...
Is he the one that's organizing the street girls?
Nevada, but this different one is in New York 12th Congressional District, you know, where he's for free love. He made some porno tape on Pornhub, you know, and just got 4,000 hits, you know. So I don't know. What's your take on that, Lori?
Insanity. Total insanity. I don't even know what to say. I mean, give me a break. What has it got to do with anything? So he's running for Congress because why? I mean, I don't want
to. He wants protection for sex workers, which,
is
hey, nothing wrong with that. To each his and her own.
But, I mean, is he for free love? Is that what he's for?
Well, yeah,
I know there's somebody out in Nevada that's organizing the, the paid-for-dates girls. It's a profession, I guess. Not one
that
I would choose, but to each his own, and I gather there's somebody out there organizing them to get out the vote.
I don't know too much about
this fellow in New York. I'm going to have to do some listening. This sounds interesting.
We need to laugh.
I'm not going
to
say anything derogatory. Maybe his heart's in the right place. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Oh, that was a play on words. I just caught it.
I heard of it, so.
Oh, geez.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
I must say that 13-minute video, I watched like a minute of it for educational purposes. And, man, I wasn't impressed. But let's just leave it at that, you know. I don't want people to think I'm a weirdo or anything. Well, maybe too late for that now.
I needed a laugh. I watched The View today. I needed a laugh.
That's
so funny.
Yeah. Before he starts screwing millions of people who he hopes to represent in District 12, New York, you know, maybe he could screw one person correctly. But anyway, let's not go there.
Yeah.
Oh, 1 minute, I nearly threw up. So there was a school shooting in Missouri earlier today. One teacher died, one student died, and a gunman was shot and killed. Too much gun violence happening in America. This needs to stop, you know?
Oh, way too much. Lori, have you noticed that here in the Tri-County area, we almost have a shooting every day, sometimes two?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I guess last night a woman was pistol whipped, and I didn't catch whether the man shot himself or he got away. But anyways, that was another shooting.
I know. It's everywhere. And, you know, it's senseless. It puts stress on the parents. The students are probably, you know, I mean, can you imagine how afraid they are? And we can't get it right in this country because of the Second Amendment. We can't get it right. I mean, what is so hard about getting it right for children, to protect our children, to protect them in schools? And I don't want to hear any baloney about putting police officers and all of that crap, because look at what happened in Uvalde. That was a complete farce. So what we need is stronger gun laws. We need red flag laws. We need some real legislation passed. And I think also there's way too many, people have way too many guns. They have way too many guns in their possession. I don't know how we talked about this before, you know, maybe have like a gun sale, turn your gun in and, you know, you can get $100 for your gun, turn it in, you know, $100, you know, cash, get cash for it. I don't know. There has to be something to entice these people because they don't have just one gun. You know, they have a dozen guns or 20 guns. And you know what I'm saying? So
people that have collected guns for years, we've got something else going on. We have got a mentality that anybody can go out and buy a gun. Now we have a few nuts that have been caught with an armory in their house, but there are a lot of people have a lot of hunting rifles, and that type of thing, and even some collector guns. We've got something else going on. When we say the only way to protect our children is to buy another gun, that is where we've got to go to. That kind of mentality is wrong. Now, 2 weeks ago in Oxford, the armed guard, his gun discharged. What the heck is the matter with people? We need a gun inside the school?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. That is my point that I'm trying to make. What? It's just
the NRA and the gun industry is after one thing, money.
Money. Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. We know that.
But my take
We've
on a gun control
forever.
Situation, my take on it really is that, hey, the Second Amendment is there. We should amend it and upgrade it because the founding fathers didn't see AR-15s and M-16s in the future, so far in the future.
No,
and the thing about it,
not.
Too much kids are being killed, too much innocent people going to the grocery store or a music festival or something. And, you know, we're not trying to take guns out of, you know, Americans' hands who sin and right in the head. But we're trying to take away the guns from people who is a public hazard, you know, that
they're
have
dangerous.
Mental issues. And speaking of mental issues, Republicans vote all but one person, a Republican in the House, voted against the mental, There was this bill for mental illness. All of them voted against it, except for one Republican, you know.
And
Annette Andrews is running in South Carolina Congressional District 1, and last night was her debate against incumbent Republican Nancy Mace, the congresswoman from District 1. And Annette Andrews really cleaned her clock making that point. And Nancy Mace, the congresswoman, came back saying, oh, you know, we need to put more resources in mental illness and treating it. But she and all the other Republicans in the House voted against the Mental Health Bill Act, you know? So, I mean...
Yep.
Good Lord, these Republicans want to have the cake and eat it too. I don't know what they're thinking, but it's all about money. The NRA have them in their pockets, and the madness has to stop.
Yes, it sure does.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, enough is enough, you know. You know, the Clarkston shooting that we had here, where all those students were killed. I mean, that young, the boy, the young man that did the shooting, he pleaded guilty today on, I don't remember how many charges, I want to say 14, and he had absolutely no expression on his face, no remorse. So he'll probably get, you know, life in prison with no parole. That is probably his fate.
What about his two brain dead parents? Who bought that 15-year-old a gun? His mother, some sort of a wacko, took him to the firing range on his birthday and presented him with a gun because he felt inferior.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the kind of thinking
we've got going on in this country.
And the
life
parents
is expendable.
Yes. Well, the parents have been arrested as well.
We'll see. I don't hold my breath anymore, but they should be punished.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there's no reason why not, because, you know, they're the ones that bought him the gun. They knew he was a danger. They knew he was unstable. I mean, there's a whole story that goes behind it, but we'll see this week what happens to the parents, because they too are in prison right now. They did try to flee, you know. They tried to flee.
Oh, of course I know. They tried to flee. They called up one of their friends that she was in real estate with and put him in the middle.
Yeah.
He was he had some sort of an artist gallery. And they went to his artist gallery to hide, and they were going to flee through Canada.
Followed
that pretty close. Sorry.
I know. I hear you.
But no, that would have never happened if it wasn't for his mother. His mother doesn't even have a half an ounce of brain in her head, and she should be punished for it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There's something wrong with him that he went along with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Yeah, for sure. It was such a tragedy.
Okay, I want to ask you a question. J.D. Vance, Republican, running against Congressman Tim Ryan through the U.S. Next U.S. Senator in Ohio, next door to you guys. You know, Vance have a one-point lead, statistical dead heat. Why do you think Republicans are even having it so close? Because Democrats should be running away with it. Look how much bills the president signed, the Democratic Congress put through. Why is it that Democrats are not winning the lead? Why do you think? What's
you
your perspective, Lauren?
My take on all
shows?
These
fake news shows that keep putting out the Republican propaganda. We've got, I don't know, what, 6-7 Tokyo Roses out there? Putting out propaganda daily? That's why it's so close.
Yeah, the propaganda, Elaine, is part of it. But also, I also believe that, you know, a lot of these people are, they're not paying attention. They're just, you know, they listen to sound bites. They don't really hear what's going on. And, you know, like J.D. Vance, I don't understand how can the race be so close? How can it be? I just don't get it. It doesn't make any sense.
If you talk
to
those people, you'll find out what programs they listen to.
Well,
or don't listen at all.
Conversation. You can always tell by the conversation what program they listen to. Absolutely.
Yes.
You're absolutely right about that. Yes.
And the other thing is, do you really believe the polls?
No, that's my thing.
Have you ever had fun with the polls? I have.
Yeah, the polls are just, I don't really believe in the polls that much. I mean,
I don't either.
Especially
when you get 5 or 6 in a day, at the end of the day, do you really believe in the polls?
Yeah, no. I don't know. Like I said, I've never been.
Yeah, in 2016, the polls were dead wrong because everybody had Hillary winning and Trump, you know, won, quote-unquote won, quote-unquote won.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I agree.
Clarence Thomas.
Well, Michael Moore.
Yeah.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I was just going to say Michael Moore, you know, has predicted a blue tsunami. That's what he's predicted. Mm-hmm. And he said he's sticking by it. I hope he's right. He also predicted that Trump was going to win. Yes.
Let's think positive. Blue tsunami.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I'm just saying he also predicted that Trump was going to win the election, and he was right about that. That's what I'm saying. he did predict that as well.
What do you think about Clarence Thomas halting order for Lindsey Graham to testify in Georgia court?
That really pissed me off today, to say the least. Clarence Thomas needs to be, I don't know, how do we get rid of him? He needs to step down?
Sure.
Or he needs to be made to step down? My question, David, is this. Why is he interfering in that? What business is that of his?
Well, because his wife is deep in it, knee deep or even eyeball deep in this this government overthrow attempt. And, you know, he should recuse himself, you know.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't recuse himself, is there a way that we could impeach him for conflict of interest? You know?
It is conflict.
That's the only other logical conclusion.
I know. I mean, here's the article right here says, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas on Monday temporarily halted a lower court ruling requiring Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina to testify in Georgia grand jury investigation into the 2020 election, as Graham seeks to avoid participating in a probe of former President Donald Trump and his allies' post-election behavior. I mean, that is just, to me, this is so blatant. The Supreme Court, this is not their job.
No, it's not.
Since when is this their job? Since when is this their job? It's not.
Yes. Exactly.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, it goes on to say, Monday's stay from Thomas, who oversees emergency requests. Isn't that funny that he's the one that oversees them? Out of all the justices that are there, it's him that oversees them? The request from the 11th Circuit only temporarily blocks Graham's testimony while waiting for the rest of the court to reach a decision. And it's not a ruling on the merits of Graham's case. What a bunch of crap that is. Okay? That's a bunch of crap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Lindsey Graham is the one that asked the higher court, and, of course, Clarence Thomas came to his aid. Really?
Yes.
This is so blatant, sickening.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the judges are supposed to be nonpartisan.
That's the whole idea, yes.
Uh-huh. I thought they're supposed to be nonpartisan.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
and Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, and that other lady, I can't remember her name now, they all went through the hearings, and it did say that they would leave Roe versus Wade, and they lied.
Yep.
So if any job interview, a regular person go like you and I, and we lied on our resume, we'd be fired. So why is it not, you know, germane to the Supreme Court justices? Because they lied during their testimony, their confirmation hearing.
Yes, they did.
So they should be, they should be recalled. You know?
Yeah.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yeah.
What's his name? Gorsuch?
Gorsuch.
Mm-hmm. Was that wait a minute. I'm trying to think of his name. My head is just swimming. The one that was in college that had
Brett
the...
Kavanaugh.
Oh, you're talking about Kavanaugh? You're talking
Kavanaugh.
About
Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, Kavanaugh. Mm-hmm. Brett Kavanaugh should have never been put on the Supreme Court.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
And Amy Coney Barrett either. She shouldn't be there.
But he shouldn't have. When they were vetting him and they produced that calendar, that college calendar, with all of those memos in there about taking advantage of women, he should have never been put on the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Exactly.
I agree.
Exactly.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't got anybody to fight against Thomas and Gorsuch, do we?
No.
No.
That's the point.
The next thing a president of the United States can do is expand the Supreme Court from 9 seats to 15 seats.
Yes,
you know, where the progressives will have, like, a majority, and we could get back to some sort of normalcy. But will he do that, you know? You know, a lot of progressives are urging him to do it, but he's saying no. But on the other news, some good news. Nearly 6 million votes across 24 states have early voted so far. That's a record, according to C-SPAN, and it came out today. And Georgia active registered voters statewide is 6.9 million people. Whites make up 3.6%. Blacks make 2% up. The source is Georgia Secretary of State, who's a Republican who Trump tried to convince to decertify the 2020 election results and declare Trump the winner. He's up for re-election against a strong Democrat whose name escapes me now, but we need to win across the board, whether Secretary of State, Governor, Attorney General for different state-level election races. Early voting in 2018 was 70,849 people compared to early voting in 2022, which is 131,318 people in the state of Georgia.
Yeah, that's
and
good news.
And when people early vote, Democrats tend to win. So hopefully the trend will continue and Democrats come out on election day, mobilize, get out the vote, and just like, Herschel Walker's
butt. I've got a curious question for you. Are there any statistics on the age groups?
The age groups? No, it was just across the board. But a lot of millennials registered. That's the only thing I could get. They didn't break it down by age groups, but a lot of millennials registered to vote. So hopefully they're voting in droves and getting their parents and grandparents to vote Democratic, because we need this win. Because if the Democrats don't win, it's the end of the Republic, end of democracy.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
I agree. Absolutely, it is. You know,
the reason
so
I asked if there was any statistics on age group, I think the younger people are going to come out and vote Democrat. I really do.
No, they are. They have more common sense.
I think they've seen the handwriting on the wall.
They see what's going on. They see it all.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, most of them hate corporations. So, and they see what's happening, most of them. They understand.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Did you notice, if you want to go statistic, did you notice, this is through my observation, the people from the Second World War seem to be more democratic? They're the ones that got the GI Bill.
Mm-hmm.
That's
possible. The GI Bill, Social Security was them.
Yeah.
They were able to tell their wife if she wanted to, she could go to work because she was working when they were away.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that age group is very much democratic?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They were all pro-union and everything, you know. Well, thank you, Elaine, for calling. We have someone else on the line. So thank you.
I can listen.
Talk to you today. You take care.
I can listen, right? You sure can. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
Good.
I want to listen.
Go on.
Susan,
how you doing, guys?
Hello, Susan. Good.
Hey, how you doing? You've been hitting all my points one after another.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I turned on Rachel Maddow when she first started, and they talked about two far-right guys that were making robocalls intimidating black people not to vote. They were found guilty in Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, just today. Their name was Jacob Wall and Jack Bergman. And they were also tied to five other states, including Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So they claimed guilty in Cleveland, so they get at least a year in jail and $5 million. Fine. Because they committed felony communication fraud. And they did it in New York, Hawaii, and, you know, Michigan. So one by one, they're going to get even with them. Because they're going to make
social media
horrible, intimidating robocalls. They targeted black people. Said all kinds of horrible things on the phone to them not to go.
We watch
you. We can track the ballot. You might get arrested, you know, and all that crap.
That is disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it?
This is a new America.
I know. And then they said a couple other frauds, what the far right is doing. There was this guy running, you know, for local office, and he had a T-shirt on that says clean up or something. He was cleaning trash and crap, and they changed the T-shirt to say defund the police.
Oh, my God.
And he did it to another guy that was doing something else, campaigning with his name on his shirt. And he said, defund the police. I mean, they're just...
They
photoshopped it. And, mm-hmm. and then...
Well, make sure you get the facts on social media.
Oh,
those
God, it's awful.
We haven't heard those before.
Yeah, and then they were saying that on the campaign ads for different people, they're darkening the skin of the black candidates, like in Wisconsin and Georgia. They make them like 10 times darker than what they really are. Just, you know. Yeah. They showed it. Rachel had it the other day. I almost threw up.
It's just
disgusting how low they can go.
Well, they're out to win, and they were.
But that's not winning. That's just being, criminals. They're criminals. And
we know.
The feds, on the guys on the robocalls, and also the ones intimidating the people at the drop boxes and stuff. The DOJ said, "You keep that up, you're in jail. It's against the law. Anybody caught will go to jail." They said it today.
Well,
because they're violating Voter Right Act and the Ku Klux Klan Act.
Wow.
Ku Klux Klan Act.
Yeah, that sucks.
Wow.
Yeah, I was agreeing you on the Second Amendment. They had muzzleloaders back then. And we used to have a ban on machine guns, automatic weapons, and it expired. Why would it have they did that? I don't know.
That was one of the Bushes.
For so long. It was like 10 years or 15 years. There was hardly any mass murders. And now they got the ghost guns, the plastic guns. They got...
Oh, yeah.
Those clips that they can put in, turn any gun into a machine gun, even a handgun. All those should be illegal as hell. They're not sporting clays. They're not hunting rifles. And I don't believe in open carry. You shouldn't have to walk around with it. I mean, my friend used to teach the concealed weapon classes, her and her husband. And you had to have a special class, be approved by the sheriff, and all this other stuff. And you had to lock your gun away and put, under lock and key away. You couldn't walk around with it unless maybe you owned a store or a business that you had to go at night to the bank to deposit stuff. In that case, you had a right. Also, realtors could, especially women that went alone to show houses. That's why she got hers, in those cases. But walk around waving your big gun because you've got a small dick doesn't make any sense to me.
I agree with you 100%. I agree 100%.
I can't recognize America right now. I really can't.
Yeah. The other thing that Republicans are trying to confuse or another trigger word, let's just call it, they're talking about inflation, and it's all President Biden's fault and his administration that there's so much inflation. Well, inflation is all around the world. I mean, we're not the only ones that's fighting inflation.
And we're
right
one
now.
Of the best ones. The dollar's really strong right now. And I was reading a thing today that this billionaire friend of Trump's, real estate financier Tom Barrack, said it was criminal at his criminal trial in New York City, said that Trump was disastrous, he said, describing how his personal relationship with Trump affected his multi-billion-dollar global investment business. He can go to prison, this guy. He said that it was because he was trying to get influence with the Mideast countries, all the Arab countries, and what he was putting our nation's security at risk, Trump was, by misusing the position of influence and power with Trump administration to cut secret deals with the United Arab Emirates, and this huge trial started last month. Feds are trying to prove that Barrack abused the access he had with Trump and by using it secretly to lobby on behalf of the Arab royals. So there you go.
And then,
you know, because they pretended to be our friend, they turn around and say, we're not pumping gas and we're raising prices. The OPEC.
Was on the wall when Trump was given that great big party when he visited them.
Yeah, it was the first party he went to.
It was
How many billion? What do you got? 8 billion? His son-in-law or something like that?
No, $2 billion. What was that $2 billion for? From the Saudi royal family to Jared Kushner.
Exactly.
$2 billion. What secrets did he give them? What did he sell them? What is he? What? You know?
I'm trying to think the company, the country that is selling the planes, the robotic planes to Russia.
Iran.
Okay, my brain died. Iran. And, you know, and it was part of this deal between this Barack guy and Trump to get influence from the Arab countries because he was making money for them, and it all turned around to bite us in the ass when Trump left and all this other stuff's going on with the OPEC. And that's why we have inflation in Russia, not because of Biden. Because everything is made in China, you know, shipping and everything got backed up.
China's having a hard time. China's not doing great. They're having a hard time in China. You know,
they got to get rid of Xi, whatever name is.
He just got reelected, around the world.
Appointed.
Here's some of the inflation rates around the world. Turkey is 83.45%. Argentina, 83%. Netherlands, 14.5%. Russia, 13.7%. The UK is 10.1%. Germany, 10%. Europe, 9.9%. Spain, 8.9%. Italy, 8.9%. Mexico, 8.7%. And the United States is 8.2%. And this is through PERT Economics is who supplied that information. So it is all around the world. So the Republicans
Is the Republicans going to do? They voted against the infrastructure bill, but then took credit for it. They voted against the medical bill to give less expensive insulin and medications and stuff. They voted against everything, but they're taking credit for it while they're going around politicking.
Right. And
they voted against,
you know,
they voted against the veterans.
Yep.
Yeah, they have voted against everything.
Programs
they're
that are in place right now that are helping the veterans and the veterans' hospitals is the programs that Barack Obama put in place.
Yep.
Exactly. And God forbid Republicans come to power.
The Republican will knock on your door and say, oh, no, that was the orange guy. It was not the orange guy.
Yeah, and better any money, if the Republicans come into power, they'll remove that benefit from veterans, you know. I mean, look at the burn pits, for example, you know.
Somehow it got locked in. Barack was pretty good at locking some things in. Somehow he locked it in. So that doesn't expire yet.
So, Lori, you're saying something. Lori, you're making a point.
Come on, Lori, I'm sorry.
I lost it. I don't know what it was. I guess what I wanted to say is that the one thing that Republicans are good at, they are good at, they have a point and they stick to it. Now they're using, you know, they're blaming President Biden for inflation, like our prices on our our food and our and gas is, you know, going up, et cetera, et cetera. So they are, you know, they're blaming him, you know, like your price of gas and bread and milk, you know. And it's all temporary. I mean, that's all temporary, honestly. But if we lose the election, fascism will be permanent. And this country will mm-hmm. never be the same. It'll never be the
yep.
same. And people have to understand
exactly.
that. I don't think they know what danger that we are actually in. Every day there's someone that's saying our democracy is in peril. When are people going to understand? Are we too spoiled as Americans that we don't even think that it could happen? Are we that blind?
Yep.
I mean,
yep. Spoiled,
you know,
blind, ignorant.
Yes.
Brats.
Yes.
We're brats.
You know, and, you know, we know that the corporations, the other thing that bothers me is that corporations, you know, like the, your huge corporations, Amazon and, you know, Starbucks, all of those corporations, I mean, you know, they are making money hand over fist. They are really making
taxes
money.
Thanks to
They're
Trump.
They're not paying taxes. But the thing that bothers me is that they are still, like, raising their prices. And instead of, you know, taking one for the team, you know, as a country, take one for the team, because they're still making money. It's not like they're not.
Oh, yeah.
Why
gas,
do they have
they're
to
making
raise everything?
Money on the gas stuff, too.
Well, you know, but why,
they're not losing money.
Well, the point I'm trying to make is that why can't these corporations say, hey, you know what, let's just kind of cool it. You know, let's not raise everything, you know, a dollar a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's just
mm-hmm.
raise it a dollar every 2 months or something like that, if you really have
mm-hmm.
to raise something, you know. And that
the thing is with that, Laurie, is that, you know, they have to answer to stockholders, you know,
yes,
and I don't really care about
that.
People.
Yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so it's all about profit for them. They have no heart when it comes to, you know, regular working people.
And I understand. You're right. You're absolutely right. But I'm just, like, talking
mm-hmm.
about.
And
I'm
Biden
just trying to
tried
think,
that.
Know.
He talked to them. He made addresses, you know, on,
yes.
I heard them on the news, you know, but they don't
mm-hmm.
talk
mm-hmm.
about it. You know, come
mm-hmm.
on, hold your prices. Help the people out. It's only a short
mm-hmm.
time. Yellen was on the news. They interviewed her. She predicted. She said, I can't do by the day, but she says it's going to go up and down for the next year, and then we'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
She said
no,
it's temporary.
You know,
so what's the excuse
you know,
of the
what,
businesses gouging
what
people outside of greed?
From what I see, people are not staying home. The highways, the roads are filled with people, traffic everywhere. The stores have and restaurants are full. I mean, where is all there? You know, when we do you remember 2008, what happened? Everyone felt it in 2008.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone felt that recession.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel a recession. I don't feel it around. I mean, it was in the air. Recession was in the air. Everybody, you know, was worried. But people are out spending their, I mean, I don't see it. I see packages delivered
every day. Tourist town this week
everywhere.
With the colored tour up here, it was packed.
Yeah.
You couldn't find a place to park.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say.
Even the Sleeping Bear Dunes had a lot of people there, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, gas costs money. They came. I saw Kansas
yeah.
City plates. I saw Montana plates. I saw
that's
Texas plates. They had to drive here.
Right. So the Republicans are just using fear tactics. It's fear tactics. It's not
that's
really
all they got.
What's happening. It's fear
they're
tactics.
Marketing.
They have nothing. No plan.
They're marketing.
They're doing false ads, false representation.
Mm-hmm.
They have no they have no program. They don't have anything to offer anybody. All they do is
mm-hmm.
mouth off, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we've got to start talking back.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Oh,
well, the thing is, Democrats need to take off the gloves and start hitting back, you know,
yes.
Because, you know, this petty thing about, oh, you know, we're not always stooped to their level. No, this is politics. It's a street fight, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When they bring
absolutely.
A knife, we bring a gun. When they punch and break our nose, we break their arm, you know? Tit
mm-hmm.
for tat. This is
oh,
politics.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I like
you know,
Letterman. He punches back to Oz in the coolest ways. And that's what the
mm-hmm.
rest of them should do, too. He takes what
mm-hmm.
he says and twists it and shoves it back at him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Exactly.
And I don't know why anybody else doesn't do it, you know. I mean, I watch our ads over here, and they got a couple politicians up here that they've been reaming their butt. And one of them, I met several of them. He's the nicest guy, and they just, you know, say all kinds of horrible things, and I never see a positive ad about him. It's like nobody gave him money to run, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's so frustrating.
Yeah. Well,
exactly.
There's some good news about Texas. Have you guys heard? Have you heard?
No.
No? David, have you heard about Texas?
No.
Oh, yes, well, beat O'Rourke. He was down 15 mm-hmm. points, and now he's 2-3 points behind Governor
yeah.
Abbott with 2 weeks to go to the
yeah.
election.
Yeah.
So Texas Governor Greg Abbott led over Democratic challenger Beto O'Rourke and shrunk
mm-hmm.
just 2 percentage points among Texans who definitely plan to vote in midterms. According to a new survey from Democratic polling firm Beacon Research, suggesting a possible momentum shift after Abbott built a strong polling lead. So the
mm-hmm.
poll found Abbott ahead 48% to 45% among 1,264
mm-hmm.
registered voters and up 48% to 46% among 1,125 surveyed definitely plan to go to polls. So Abbott's lead dropped
mm-hmm.
dropped just 1 percentage point, 48% to 47% among the 948 surveyed who were extremely motivated to vote. That's both Democrats and Republicans. The slim
mm-hmm.
margin represents a major departure from recent polls suggesting Governor Abbott was extending his lead, which had grown to 8.7 percentage points in the Real Clear Politics polling average. So immigration and border security was the top issues among those polled, 22%,
mm-hmm.
followed by the economy, jobs, inflation at 20%, topics widely considered winners for Republicans. Abbott holds a monumental 94-4 lead, with voters naming immigration as their top issue, and a 65-23% lead among those most concerned about the economy. But Beto O'Rourke dominated among voters naming any other issues like abortion and gun safety. Both the candidates hold more than 90% support with voters in their own party, but independents swing slightly in favor of O'Rourke, 47-41. So that's where it comes in. The independents
yep.
who vote or plan to vote
yeah.
need to vote Democratic because Beto O'Rourke can
right.
win this seat. He was down 15 points,
oh, yeah.
now he's 2-3 points behind.
I hope he's pushing the amount of money that dumbass governor spent on shipping people out of Texas, all many
mm-hmm.
millions, and that their power grid sucks besides
yeah.
mm-hmm.
Abortion rights taken away. I think those
yeah.
are the things that will get Beto elected.
Not
mm-hmm.
only that, Abbott, the Republican Texas governor, Greg Abbott,
yeah.
who I can't
mm-hmm.
stand, announced that school districts will distribute DNA and fingerprint identification kits to parents so they can identify their children's bodies after mass shootings like Uvalde. Can you imagine that?
But he doesn't
instead
take away the guns that caused the mass shootings, does he?
Instead of fixing the problem?
Yeah.
That's how he wants to solve the problem. How appalling
mm-hmm.
is that?
It's awful.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and don't forget, they are the pro-life party. Don't forget that. Don't
oh,
ever
yeah.
forget.
Mm-hmm.
They are the pro-life party.
But they don't worry
so,
about the kids and
you know,
people that die
oh,
from gunshots
yeah.
every day.
So,
that's okay.
You know, so they want, you know, they want their – And do you think that's the only thing they'll use that DNA for? Do you think that will be the only thing they'll use it for once they have that DNA? Hell no. If I were a parent, I'd say, go get screwed. You're not doing that to my kid. Absolutely not. Uh-uh. That is just beyond in my eyes. I was shocked when I read that.
I'm surprised they need DNA. I remember there was some school years ago or one state that wanted the kids' pictures and their fingerprint just in case. And the police and the parents could keep it. The school didn't want it. It was for the parents to keep just in case.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Somebody snatched a kid or something or an accident or something. The shooting wasn't bad back then. But, DNA? Why the hell DNA?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Because the gun, it completely destroys the little bodies. And you can't identify children. You walk in there and you're looking at hamburger.
Yeah, you're absolutely
exactly
right, Elena. That is why he wants to do that. But that he's not taking away. That's not solving a problem. It's not saving a child's life. That is sickening. Even think about.
If the parents want DNA, the parents should be the ones to do the DNA, not him.
That's just disgusting.
I know.
Yes. Instead of having the problem solved by having proper gun control and getting health care or mental illness as a priority in Texas, Governor Abbott, rather take money from the NRA and gun lobbyists and not deal the problem straightforward. You know, I think that's disgusting and disgraceful. And Texas deserves better. You know, from 1964 till now, every governor except for Ann Richards been a Republican, and Republicans are just in the pockets of the NRA. Texas, it can do better. Come on.
I agree.
You know, I sound like a broken record, but it's all the Supreme Court's fault for changing the law on election donations. When they said companies are people too and can give as much as they want, they ruined our country. They ruined our country.
Yeah.
My father predicted this back in the 60s. He said, when you cannot take your political donation off on your taxes, that is when the little guy isn't going to care enough about the politicians running. My dad used to say, if you've got money invested in a politician, you're going to make sure he does his job, back then, his job. And my dad was right. If you donated $25 or $5 to a politician back then, and you took it off on your taxes, you wrote that clown a letter, and you wanted an answer back. And then and it was Republicans, I think, that said you no longer can take it off as a tax deduction. And that's how people got to the point where they didn't give a damn who was running.
I know. The corporations that give millions of dollars to these crooked politicians, and they have to vote in their favor, like the pharmaceuticals and the gun lobbies and blah, blah, blah. It's because they're bought and paid for.
I understand that. But you haven't got the average citizen who will donate a couple hundred dollars has got a stake in the politician if he could take it off on his taxes. There's some mental thought there. If they could take it off on their taxes, they feel they own a piece of that politician, and he better work for them. Think about the logic in that. Even with the millions coming from the big shots.
They're getting millions from the corporations. They don't give a shit about the little donations. They'll take it. Like Trump, if you send him money on your credit card, you think you're giving a one-time $200, and then he was charging people every month. That went over big.
He's a damn grifter. So I want to change the topic now and focus on Carrie Lake. Carrie Lake dares the NFL to pull the 2023 Super Bowl from Arizona if she becomes governor and declares border invasion. Carrie Lake is daring the NFL to move from Arizona. Lake went after the league Sunday, this past Sunday, during a forum which was originally designated to be a debate but became a one-on-one interview as her opponent, Katie Hobbs, refused to participate. Moderator Mike Bromhead set up his question about the Super Bowl by first asking Lake about her plans for the border if she were to win. Quote, "You have stated for quite a while now, day one as governor, that you would declare an invasion, that you would invasion at the southern border," Bromhead said. He added, "Do you believe you have the legal authority to do that?" Lake said, "Absolutely. Article 1, Section 10, United States Constitution." Bromhead then cited the NFL previous stripping Arizona of Super Bowl in the 1990s over their refusal to recognize Martin Luther King Jr. Day as a holiday. Quote, "You would be sworn in a month from Super Bowl being here. If the NFL were to threaten they're going to pull the Super Bowl, if you do that, would it make you waver in your decision?" Lake then teed off, quote, "You want to tell me that a bunch of football teams owned by billionaires are okay with fentanyl pouring across our borders at a record level, killing our young people? Number one killer right now is fentanyl, 18 years to 45 years old. It's killing a generation of people. If the NFL is okay with that, then they ought to do some soul searching. I don't think that the NFL's that stupid. I really don't." So the Republican added later on Twitter, quote, "If the NFL wants to play chicken over the 2023 Super Bowl, I can promise you that I win that game." So she's talking big now. So she's talking she will queen bee, and what she says go, and everybody else have to fall in line. Lori,
right.
First, what do you think about her?
I think that she is drunk on power, and she's not even elected yet. You know, that's what I think. And I think she's an extreme maggot. Not a MAGA, a maggot. Oh, she's a mess, but a maggot. She's very extreme.
Yeah.
She is definitely dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to threaten the NFL like that, I mean, why? I mean, what? It just sounds like she's drunk on power. It's not even logical. She doesn't talk about what she's going to do for her state at all. No policies at all. She's talking about the NFL. Are you kidding me? It's ridiculous. It's
I can't really blame Katie Hobbs for not wanting to debate her, because Katie Hobbs, you know, she wants to, like, talk about issues. But Carrie Lake is talking about these irrelevant things, like, how since the Biden administration came to power that we have open borders, which is bullshit, garbage, you know?
Yeah.
And how can somebody who supported Barack Obama do a total 180 and support Trump? Is it money? What?
Yes, David, it's got to be somebody is paying her some big bucks, because you're right. She was a Democrat. It doesn't make sense. She did support Barack Obama. It doesn't make any sense. She just done this personality change, and somebody is feeding her something.
Unless she wanted to run and she couldn't go against the Democrat. They wouldn't back her, so she decided to flip.
I don't know. Either that or she's a... we're talking about trigger words tonight, right? What is this about fentanyl all of a sudden? What is that all of a sudden? I mean, I don't get why they're all, these Republicans are using that word, you know, like they use inflation, and now it's fentanyl and the gas prices, of course. But
fentanyl's been around a long time. It's coming across the border constantly right now. It's everywhere. Have they done anything to stop it?
No, but why fentanyl, though?
It's a threat because it's in the news all the time. You see them, you know, stopping at the border with hundreds of thousands of pounds of the stuff.
I don't know.
But
is that true? I don't know.
They don't have any solution for it, do they?
They always criticize without any solutions
on anything.
Let me make a point. When fentanyl and heroin and crack was in the inner city communities, black communities, and Hispanic communities, killing off our people, Republicans didn't give a shit. So, yeah, war on drugs. Let's put all these minorities in prisons. You know,
yep.
But what
yes.
wants to start affecting suburban white people? They say, oh, no, this drug price, this is a drug thing. You know, we'll have to put our foot down on it, you know? So all of a sudden it's important now, you know?
Good point.
And
I did not
yep,
the war on drugs
that's why
failed.
Biden said that, you know, if you went to mm-hmm. prison for possession, not the sale of marijuana, and now that marijuana
mm-hmm.
is legal in most states, you don't have to stay
mm-hmm.
in prison for life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So they're releasing a lot. They're going to be releasing a lot of people for smoking pot, like Cheech and Chong.
Mm-hmm. yeah. And Republicans are just hypocrites. You
oh,
know?
For sure.
They don't have any solutions.
Just
casting blame
yeah.
and throwing flames on fire. And it's okay, Republicans. What's the solution? Oh, vote for me, and then. When you vote for me, well, we'll talk about it. No, it don't work that way, Republicans. We're not going to put up with the bullshit. We're not going to elect you in 2022. And God forbid, we're not going to put you back in the White House in 2024. Joe Biden will win in an even bigger landslide. Republicans
so.
Have turned into a fascist party.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure.
They are.
Democracy
they're
is falling on a thread. So if you're listening out there, please vote Democratic. You know,
did you see on the news in Los Angeles they had the something about white power or no, it was against the Jews. They had the sign, and then
mm-hmm.
there were white guys with their doing the Heil Hitler thing above a freeway today.
Oh,
really?
Nice.
Yeah,
and it was
that.
Because, what's his name, that crazy black guy that was married to a Kardashian and keeps on changing
mm-hmm.
his name?
Kanye West.
They say honk if you agree with him, and then they had that sign, anti-Semitic, and they were up there. There were six guys with their Heil Hitler up there on a freeway sign. Cops busted
mm-hmm.
them, but they took a picture of them.
Mm. Crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah. Just
mm-hmm.
madness. Total, absolute madness. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I think America knows better by now. Those people watching Fox News and listening to AON and other right-wing radio stations, you know,
mm-hmm.
they're lost causes. It don't make sense to try to court their vote because there's no way in hell they'll ever vote Democratic. Because I think Democrats are gay-loving, socialist, communist, /Islam, Islamic fascist. You know, all those things combined don't make any sense because those things clash with each other, the ideology.
Mm.
So that's making up words and catchphrases and the semi-literate and illiterate out there who follow them and listen
mm-hmm.
to them constantly. So, oh, yeah, the Democrats are putting America in danger and blah, blah, blah. Well, to hell
mm-hmm.
with you. We're not going to make you take back this country and ruin it. Because
you know
since 1964, with Barry Goldwater till now, when Reagan came in 1980, Republicans fucked it up. Trickle-down economics
yep.
never worked. It will never
nope.
work. And we
yep.
need to
nope.
pump that in people's brains. Show them examples of failures.
Yep.
Herbert Hoover failed.
Nope.
It caused the Great Depression. And, you know... Yeah, time for Democrats to step up, take off the gloves, and beat their asses with message.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, ladies,
absolutely.
Thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate you calling in
yeah,
and making a contribution.
You.
It was fun.
Yep. Now I need a glass of wine to calm down.
Oh.
yeah.
Have to.
I'll be joining you after the show.
Okay.
Yeah,
have
that
a
was
good
Elaine
night,
and Susie. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate
you're
it
welcome.
So much.
We'll talk to you. Bye-bye,
guys. Definitely.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Yes, man.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, so that was an intense conversation and everything. Okay,
yeah.
So next thing on the agenda for tonight's
mm-hmm.
show, what do you think
mm-hmm.
About there's this thing saying that 30 congressional members of Congress need to be investigated. Where is it? You know what I'm talking about, right, Lori?
Yes, I do. I just have to. I have to find it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes. Right here.
Yeah.
I have it. One second.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find it?
Oh, yeah, found it. Lauren Boebert is one of them. Ex-GOP General 6 investigator warns that there are still 36 MAGA lawmakers who should be probed. Former Congressman Denver Riggleman thinks the committee should investigate Lauren Boebert and over 30 colleagues. This is a story from Raw Story. It was written by Boris. Former Republican Denver Riggleman from Virginia served as a key researcher in the early days of the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack in Congress. After a digest of Congresswoman Lauren Boebert from Colorado role in helping insurrectionists on January 6th, Riggleman told MSNBC host Mediasan that he never been questioned by the committee about their involvement in the attacks or the attempt to overthrow the 2020 elections. Riggleman said that rating the committee, he'd given them an 8.8 with a 1.2 off for their lack of speed. Quote, for me, once you see data, the data is perishable. Time is paramount, said Riggleman. Quote, when you look at Lauren Boebert, there are actually over 36 active members on Meadows text messages. So Lauren, even though I would love to talk to her about her 1776 tweet and also her tweet about Pelosi, which either you are ignorant about operational security or you are directed and doing things you should be doing. And by the way, Mehdi, whether you get to shoot or shot on purpose or shot by accident, you're still being shot. It's a military thing. What she did was just ridiculous and unconscionable. We still have over 36 members of the Meadows text messages that we need to talk to, as far as I'm concerned. So these Congress people, 36 of them,
mm-hmm.
you know, texted mm-hmm. Matt Meadows back and forth, you know, and they should come, you know, and testify on the oath in front of the committee, you know?
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
If they plead the fifth, then disciplinary action should be taken against them based on what the investigation yielded. Because a lot of them were texting saying, oh, you know, the Speaker of the House
yep.
is at this location, you know.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
they could have gotten killed. What were they thinking?
It was, I don't know what they were, thought that they were. I don't know. Did they think it was all a game? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, did they not
mm-hmm.
understand what this was happening? They really don't love their country. They really don't.
No, they just wanted to hold on power. For example, Senator Mike Lee from Utah, in his debate the other night, was attacked for his text to Meadows, attempting to come up with a strategy to overthrow the 2020 elections using a slate of fake electors. Now, this is in Georgia,
mm-hmm.
Trenton, Georgia, Ohio, Michigan, Utah, you know, Cowboys
mm-hmm.
for Trump in New Mexico, which flopped terribly. No, that guy can't run for public office anymore. You know, he got kicked
mm-hmm.
out of his position. Why aren't states doing that? Why isn't the Congress doing that to people to people like Mike Lee, the U.S. Senator from Utah, and Lauren Boebert, and the next crazy one from Georgia, the 14th Congressional District, Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Yeah,
they're all
Taylor
to
Green.
Go. The need
yes,
to go, get expelled,
yep.
lose the pensions and the health care benefits. Because
yes.
that was treasonous what they did, and how dare they.
Yes.
Nobody's bigger than the U.S. Constitution.
Yep, it was treasonous. You know, they're all traitors.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, from Trump all the way down the line, they are all traitors.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
there's nothing else. I can't put it any other way, because that's if they knew what was going to happen, and they were informed from, you know, from how it all turned out, they're traitors to our country. There's no other way to put
mm-hmm.
it. They
exactly.
knew that it was wrong. There was bloodshed, you know. That's, you know,
mm-hmm.
our state capital, for God's sakes. It
mm-hmm.
just, you know.
Yeah. People died
now,
because of their stupidity.
Yes, absolutely. Now, do you think that Trump is going to show up to testify in front of the committee?
No, Nancy Pelosi dared him. You know, he's not man enough to show up.
Yep.
And I agree with Nancy Pelosi, yep, the Speaker of the House. Trump has no testicular fortitude nor spine, you know, in his back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said he would if they broadcast it live. And that would cause another shit show.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a complete shit show. Because, you know, but Liz Cheney, thank God, turned him down. Because you know how Trump loved to, like, mix up shit and talk a lot of shit and muddy the waters and everything. You know?
Yep.
And the usual protocol is you sit down with the committee and they ask the questions and they swear in and, you know, they videotape it and play segments for the public to watch and draw their own conclusions. You know? But Trump is too chicken shit, you know, to even do that. You know, he wants to be there alive. He wants it his way. No, you're not getting it your way. You're not president anymore. You're a garbage, Donald Trump, and you're going to prison.
Right.
TikTok,
sure,
motherfucker, you're going to prison.
You know, the other thing is that, you know, there's a jury selection that's going to begin in the, you know, the criminal trial of the Trump Organization for tax fraud. So Nancy Pelosi, like we just said, she's been taunting, you know, Donald Trump as being too cowardly to testify. And he is, because you know what?
Mm-hmm.
He will only plead the fifth, or if he lies, he perjures himself. So he really, and he doesn't know how to not lie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think it's hysterical, you know, that he's kind of boxed himself in, really. You know, and he only has until November the 4th to produce numerous documents that were demanded by the House Committee relating to the efforts to overturn his defeat in the 2020 presidential election, which culminated in the Capitol insurrection. He is then expected to be called before the panel on or about November 14th. And then she went on, Pelosi went on to say, I don't think his lawyers will want him to show up because he has to testify under oath. We'll see if he's man enough to show up, Pelosi said. I mean, she's doing everything, you know, she's doing everything she can. I mean, I know there's no love lost between those two, that's for sure. And rightfully so, you know, rightfully so. And what do you think about, you know, Weisselberg? I mean, he pleaded guilty in August to accepting the, remember the off-the-books untaxed perks, you know, rent, car payment, school tuition, and then he could get a 15-year sentence for that. I think that's going to be going on as well. That ought to be interesting, too.
Yes.
And it says lawyers for the Trump, it goes on to say that lawyers for the Trump Organization are expected to argue in court that Weisselberg arranged the perks on his own behalf without any complicity from the company. Guess what that means? That's just, you know. So he's trying to save his own skin, but he's not giving away Trump again.
It's not like he's trying to save his skin, but we'll have to get all of those who are involved in enabling Donald Trump, because he's put America in jeopardy, and God knows what secret he's given to China, to Russia, to our enemies, North Korea. You know, this has never happened before. This is unprecedented in U.S. history, and somebody needs to pay a price. And the buck stopped with Donald Trump as president, and those like Meadows and what's his name, Jared Kushner, you know, and Stephen, what's his name, the Nazi looking bald headed one.
I know who you're talking about.
You can name them, but you know, they need to go to prison for a long time. No 6 month sentence or a 1 year sentence. No. At least a good 10 years and up. You know, this is travesty. If a regular person did what any of them did, they'd throw a book at them. You know, in the old days, the Rosenberg case, when the spy for the Soviet Union, They got a death penalty. We should put the death penalty back for treasonous people and
yeah.
people who betray the United States, whether you're president or not. You know, you should pay a heavy price for doing that because America deserves better. We're supposed to be the best country in the world, set an example of what democracy is. But yet still Donald Trump, for years, getting away with this thing.
I know.
People tired of
you know,
it.
I don't know.
Well, what Trump fatigue syndrome.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm personally am sick to death of it. Sometimes it's, I don't even want to read anything or look at anything because every single day he is in the news for, in some fashion. You know, we can't get through a day without this imbecile. And it's just so tiring. It's time we close this chapter in America's, you know, the book. You know, I mean, we got to close this chapter. We have to, you know, we have other problems.
Yeah.
We have climate control. We have so many things that need to be taken care of in this country, and it's just not happening, you know?
Yeah.
One man
has
caused such a menace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he makes Richard Nixon look like a Boy Scout.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
Donald Trump's
There's
a
no...
criminal. I can't wait to see him in an orange jumpsuit to go in his orange hair. Enough is enough.
Yep.
I'm tired. I don't know who else out there tired, but Jesus.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So
I've
30
minutes
left. 515-605-9802 is a number to call. We'd love to hear from you, man. Don't be shy. We're not going to buy it unless you're a MAGA Trump Republican. Man. You know, we bring the fight to you with evidence and statistics. You could like us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. Subscribe, get the latest news on what's happening in America and around the world. Thank you for sharing across social media, you know, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We really appreciate it. And in the 2 months or so that we've been rebooted, you know, I mean, we'll get, you know, private messages saying, oh, what a good show people think it is. And we should continue and expand the amount of hours that, you know, that we'll have.
Yeah.
But.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's all
That's
in due
sure.
course and due time. And I promise you, we're going to get some good you know, people to interview them and have a talk with them from the January 6th committee and other big names. We're just trying to, like, finalize it and everything because everybody's so booked now. We'll go on different shows and the schedule is getting really tight, you know.
Yeah.
And we've interviewed a couple people already. You know, the District 9,
Brian Jay
in Michigan District 9, he is going to win Michigan District 9.
I hope.
Lisa McClain is the incumbent Republican, a Trump Republican. He's given her a good run for her money. And hopefully people come out and vote for Brian Jay. And next one is District 10 in Michigan. What's his name again?
Karamalinga.
Yeah.
John.
He is doing well. He's doing well. You know, and I just a lot of good Democrats out there who, you know, deserve to win, need money to win. So, you know, just go online and put who running and help them out with money. Because money is, you know, the end-all and be-all in politics. And we need Democrats in there on all levels, from school board right up to federal level. So please help Democrats. Republicans don't have any solutions. The gaslight things. They're trying to take away Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid, defund public schools, make the prison industrial complex even bigger than it is now. You know, so America deserves better.
Absolutely.
You know, we deserve better.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny because you know, like you were saying, we have to think about the bigger picture. You know, people are just stuck. I don't know if some are just not paying attention. I was talking to someone today And I said, yeah, if Republicans, you know, get into power, you know, they're gonna want to take, you know, they're talking about, you know, cutting Social Security and Medicare. Oh, they'll never do that. They'll never do that. Really? You don't think so? People are so naive that they don't even understand that, yeah, they will do that if they can. If they could get away with it, they would do it. And that's the other part of the equation, is that people are not believing that a party can be so evil that they would do something like that. Mm-hmm. That's the other part of the equation that I don't think people understand. Yes, they will do something like that. They will. They've been mm-hmm. wanting to do that mm-hmm. for years,
mm-hmm.
you know. And mm-hmm. so you cannot be naive. You just can't be naive. You have to think that, yeah, something could happen, mm-hmm. you know, to all these mm-hmm. social programs, all yeah. these great programs that we have. Mm-hmm. And they're not entitlements, like I said before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, and Alaska showed up, Kansas showed up. Will you show up, America? Our democracy mm-hmm. depends on you voting blue in
yes,
2022. Because if
sure
conservative
does.
States like Alaska and Kansas can vote,
mm-hmm.
You know, in like a pro progressive way, manner,
mm-hmm.
then there's hope.
Yeah.
Because those two
there
states
is.
Are very conservative.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes. You know, in Michigan, I'm going to just talk a minute about Michigan.
mm-hmm.
The absentee ballot numbers in Michigan are really high. They're showing really high voter turnout. 1.6
mm-hmm.
million voters in Michigan have requested ballots, and 150,000 have already cast ballots for the general election, which is less than
mm-hmm.
a month away. That's really good news. So...
Mm-hmm.
Normally, isn't it, this is what they say, when, you know, when the people are voting early and they're doing their absentees, you know, they're excited about voting. It's usually because why? It's usually the Democrats. That's how it has
mm-hmm.
been in history. Am I right or wrong about that?
Well, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
And Democrats,
so,
the Democratic voters have this history of like, oh, it's just midterm. It don't really mean nothing. Well, no,
mm-hmm.
it does. It does, especially in Texas,
yeah.
Mexico, Utah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who would think a Democrat could win Utah? Well,
yeah.
he's an independent,
yeah.
a conservative independent
mm-hmm.
that, you know, would caucus with the Democrats if he won.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember his name
yep.
just now. But that's a good thing, you know?
Yeah.
And Charlie Crist,
yeah.
who's in Florida, for example.
Yes.
He would
yes.
make a great governor because there was a debate last night between he and Ron DeSantis
mm-hmm.
and the clash
yep.
in the only debate on Monday night. You know, and DeSantis, he's very anti-business, according to Charlie Crist.
Mm-hmm.
Responding to a question about the pandemic response, Crist said that the governor ignored public health experts, which he did.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes, he did.
You know, yeah, and DeSantis didn't listen to scientists. He didn't
no.
listen to the professionals
no.
who, you know, been studying this all their life. And look how much people
mm-hmm.
died in Florida. That was preventable because
well,
Republicans
not,
don't believe
not.
In science. They don't believe in education. They don't believe in public safety to begin with.
You know, and it's not only, you know, that a great number of people died in Florida of COVID, is that he was not reporting the truth in numbers of how many died.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's lots of elderly people, as we all know, in Florida. And, you know, a lot of them are in, you know, nursing homes and assisted living. And he, I don't know if you remember, but he was not reporting numbers because they were high in Florida, and he
mm-hmm.
did not. And he did
mm-hmm.
not. He
well,
the
results came out, no, 82,000 Floridians died
yep.
because of Ron DeSantis' policies or lack thereof
mm-hmm.
to deal with COVID. Charlie Crist
yep.
is pro-business, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And look how DeSantis attacked Walt Disney World because they're there to express their point of view, you know, and gay issues, same sex marriage, things like that. They took away the tax exempt status.
Yeah.
You know? So now everything raised at Walt Disney World and people complaining about it and what have you. You know, it's supposed to be the happiest place in the world, but yet still, because of the shit policies of DeSantis, everything just got to hell in Florida. Republicans, even in state legislature, the state Senate and the state House, which is a majority of Republicans, voted to have an election police. First time in the history of the United States, something that's happening in the United States. You know, that's Gestapo. That's Nazi tactics. You know?
It sure
that's
is.
That's Nazi tactics.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on?
And do you also remember in Florida, the cruise ships, the governor, you know, didn't want them to have to be tested to go on to the cruise ships. Remember how many people got sick on cruise ships?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's exactly.
It's just disgusting, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't even want that. It's just, he's anti-business. But a cruise line went out of business. I mean, they went out of business. They can't. In his policies, that's anti-business. If he would have handled it properly and said, you know, you had to be tested, which I don't know if you remember all of that, but that's how it worked in Florida. He didn't care.
Yeah.
He ignored everything. And, you know, that's what you get.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Five close Senate races to watch, the wild cards. It can go either way. Like I said earlier, Senator Mike Lee, Republican of Utah, going against an independent conservative, Evan McMullen, who is, you know, chastising Senator Lee for, exchanging text messages with Gina Thomas, whatever her name is, and Mark
Thomas.
Meadows. Yes. Colorado, Senator Michael Bennett is going up against Joe O'Dea, who's a Republican. It leans Democratic, but O'Dea is anti-Trump or pro-DeSantis, so we're going to see how that plays out. Because according to the latest polls, Senator Michael Bennett, who's a Democrat, is at least 7 points ahead. So that's good standing for Colorado. In North Carolina, Ted Budd, the current congressman from District 2, is running for an open Senate seat because the current senator is not running for re-election. And he's running against Democrat Sherrod Beasley, who's a Supreme Court head judge in North Carolina. So she's giving him a good run for his money because the last six presidential campaigns, Republicans have been winning, and Sherrod Beasley come the closest of anybody to unseating Republicans there. So she, you know, there is like 2 points behind Ted Budd. And at this stage of the game, if you're 2 points behind in a very red North Carolina, then there's hope. You know, so Sherrod Beasley keep fighting on him. In Iowa, Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican, has served for 42 years in the United States Senate and 64 years in politics in general. Grassley has been in politics since President Eisenhower. Ages of concern for Iowa, as Grassley is 84 years old. Mike Franken is a Democrat who's hot on his heels and could upset him in the race for U.S. Senator for Iowa. And I hope that Mike Franken wins. And wins convincingly.
Yeah.
Because at 84 years old, time to hang it up. You're not entitled to the seat. You've served your state and your country. Just be humble and gracious and let the next generation take over. You know?
Yeah. My goodness.
And the reason why I want Chuck Grassley to lose is because he's a Trumper.
Yeah, he is.
You know, he's a Trumper.
You're absolutely right.
He's one of those senators who want to vote no in certifying the Electoral College vote. So he's got to go for sure.
Yeah.
And the
for
fifth one is Washington State, which would likely be Democratic. Senator Patty Murray versus Republican Tiffany Smiley, who's another Trump MAGA Republican. 5 points separate them, with Senator Murray leading by 5 points. So again, when it's 5 points or below, that's a statistical dead heat.
And it sure is.
Yeah, hopefully Washington State will give Patty Murray another 6-year term, because she's done well, outstanding for the state, and as a U.S. senator. And, you know, we need this majority. We need 2 seats for the majority. We can win these 5 seats. You know, it's winnable. It's winnable.
I know. I agree with you. I think it's winnable as well. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we can do it. And mm-hmm. I also believe all these absentee ballots that are going in, you know, people are early voting, and I think that's a good sign. It normally is a good sign. I don't want to get my hopes up so that I'm heartbroken, but I think it's
mm-hmm.
a good sign, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I truly do.
Yeah. Yeah. But getting back to the J.D. Vance versus Tim Ryan dead heat in Ohio U.S. Senate race, Rob Portman, Republican, is retiring. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is a big deal in Ohio because J.D. Vance
yeah.
has no, what's the word for it, no dignity. When Donald Trump introduced him, he said, look at J.D. Vance. You know, he kisses my ass. And then he came up there shaking Donald Trump's hand saying, oh, it's good to be here. Where's the dignity, boss? You
dignity.
Know?
That is just, he should have punched him in the face for that. I mean, for what he said. That just shows you what kind of a person he is. You know, he has
mm-hmm.
no integrity. Absolutely
mm-hmm.
not.
Exactly.
And Brian, you know, don't you think that the party should be helping Tim Ryan, you know, give him some boost somehow? Don't you think? Are they helping him
yes,
at all?
Yes, yes.
The party?
Mm-hmm,
is the party helping
him? Because the party is helping him, but I can help him a little bit more. In a poll recently, women prefer Ryan, but men prefer Vance. So the gender divide suggests that abortion may be a key factor in tight race, and hopefully women, black, white, Hispanic, Jewish, whoever, come out for Tim Ryan because he's been a good congressman. He'll make a great senator. And Vance has no dignity, nor self-respect, no decency, no courage.
No.
You know?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, what has he offered? Nothing, you know?
Oh,
but
that, you know, he says that if you're in a bad marriage and you get beaten up as a woman, you should stay and fight for that marriage and for the sake of the kids. No, what the hell?
Is that what he said? That's pretty sad.
Yes, that's what he said. Yeah.
Pretty.
Would you be in a marriage that you're happy and unhappy and sulking, and your husband beats the crap out of you almost every day? Who would want to stay in that?
Nobody.
And your kids get to stay, and your grandkids. What the hell?
Yeah.
And J.D. Vance said he's a family values guy. That's not family values.
Yeah,
that's sick.
No, he's not family
that's
values.
Madness.
You're
that's madness.
They never are family values. Their values are different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know
mm-hmm.
what. But they're not values at all. You know, it's just. So I'm hoping that Ryan can. I hope that he can win that race. That would be wonderful. You know, it would be just great in Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Because as is known,
no.
both Vance and Tim Ryan have 47% apiece.
Yeah,
You know, hopefully independents come.
I hope so.
And give it to Ryan, especially women. Women are for Tim Ryan, and Tim Ryan hopefully wins.
I'm hoping that women, you know, do the right thing and, you know, protect their self-interest. Because basically a lot of it, you know, in these races, that's what it's coming down to. It's coming down to self-interest as far as, you know, that's for sure something that's, you know, self-interest. It's on, you know, it's protection of women. So, I mean, come out. And let's hope that they do. I don't know. I hope.
Added to which, Vance has said that he'd support a national abortion ban after 15 weeks. He'd support Lindsey Graham in his proposed national abortion ban. You know, how crazy is that?
Yeah, he's crazy. That's all I can say. You know, he's just he's just a MAGA Republican. There's nothing else that you can say, you know. He's a MAGA Republican. I mean, President Biden, you know, he's basically tagged him that way, and he's absolutely right. He's a MAGA Republican.
And
I don't know about in your
Yeah, Tim Ryan raised $17.2 million in the third quarter and reported $1.4 million in cash on hand going into October. So Vance reported $6.9 million raised in the third quarter and $3.4 million in cash on hand. So, you know, Ryan is leading by millions of dollars in the Senate Leadership Fund, the Senate GOP PAC, also poured in $24.6 million into the race during the election cycle, including the primary. Republican PAC, Protect Ohio Values, Club for Growth, USA Freedom Fund, and Ohio Led Leads combined have piled in more than $62.4 million in the race cycle. You know? So Democrats donated, or the Democratic side, which is a large donor, donated to Tim Ryan, Save America Fund, $3.1 million. So three election days, outside groups have reserved $7.9 million in ads for Vance, according to data from Ad Impact, and Vance campaign has booked $434,000 worth of ads. So he's going to go to the last push. And Ryan campaign has reserved $3.3 million in ads, and outside groups have poured in $3.1 million last week going into the election. So again, money talks, and you know what walks, you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's a good sign. Let's hope, you know? Let's hope.
It's a
but
good
thing is, when, you know,
he
when you're talking...
Go ahead.
You know, when you're talking about, you know, these elections, and we just rattle off, we're not rattling off, you know, thousands. We're rattling off millions of dollars that are spent for these elections. Millions upon millions of dollars. I mean, it's almost mind-boggling to think about how much money. I would like to get like a total at the end, you know, with all these, you know, the governors and the everyone's, all the elections that are going on, Republican and Democrat, how much they have spent. Can you imagine? It's probably in the billions. On their campaign.
Near a trillion dollars in total.
Yeah, it's crazy.
In 2016,
I mean,
near a trillion dollars.
Yeah, it probably is. You're probably right. It probably is in the trillions when you think about it. What other country in the world does this? I mean, it's nuts. It really is. They throw around millions like it's nothing. You know? Just think of what we can do with all this campaign money.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
One other thing I wanted to talk about, once again in Michigan, there's a brand new CNN poll that just came out, and it shows Democrats are ahead in races for governor in Michigan and Pennsylvania with no clear leader in Wisconsin. I don't know who's running. So it says the Wisconsin race for governor has no clear leader, while Democratic gubernatorial candidates hold the edge in Michigan and Pennsylvania, according to this poll. Wisconsin incumbent Democrat Governor Tony Evans has the support of 50% of likely voters, while Republican Tim Michels has 48%, a finding that's well within the survey's margin of error. In Michigan, incumbent Democrat Gretchen Whitmer leads Tudor Dixon among likely voters, 52 to 46. But that's too close for me. I don't understand that. I really don't. Tudor Dixon has never been in politics. She has no experience about government, absolutely none. She worked for her father at a steel company, which went out of business, and and is that close? Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get these polls. Who are they calling? So anyway,
yeah,
so,
I guess the propaganda
yes.
by Fox News and other right wing media
well,
outlets.
Well, this is CNN.
No, no,
and
I mean, the reason why she's so close to Gretchen Whitmer is because of propaganda going out by Republicans, the right-wing media.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're probably, yes. I misunderstood. Yes. And then in Pennsylvania, Democrat Josh Shapiro is leading Doug Mastriano in the race to replace Democrat Governor Tom Wolf, 56% to 41% among likely voters. You know, that's not bad. So Michigan,
Pennsylvania, good for Democrats.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's good. So Michigan and, you know, Pennsylvania seem okay. We don't know about Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. What about Ohio? Mm-hmm. I haven't heard anything about Ohio.
For governor, I haven't been following that race, but that may be but in Mandela Barnes, he's running for United States Senate in Wisconsin, and he's within 2 to 3 points of incumbent Senator Johnson, Ron Johnson. Everybody literally turned against Ron Johnson because he's such a liar.
Oh, yeah.
And then he was the one who was saying, oh, no, it was Torres who, you know, dressed up as Trump supporters. No, what Taurus would go destroy somebody's capital, you know? And then he changed the story. Oh, it was Antifa. Antifa is not a group, you know?
No.
And Antifa means anti-fascist, which Republicans are fucking fascists, you know? So he keeps changing the story and everything. And people are saying, oh, you know, you lose the script, boss. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. And you're up Trump's ass 24/7, kissing his ass, you know? I mean, good Lord. These people are horrible people, these Republicans.
Yeah. Like I said, I hope that common sense prevails in this country. I hope people are tired of the rhetoric. And I just hope they're tired of the everyday. It's stressful every day to listen to this garbage every day. You know, it is.
Democratic nominee for South Carolina District 2, Congressional District 2, Annie Andrews, she's a medical doctor, has given Nancy Mace, a congresswoman, incumbent Republican, a run for her money. Nancy Mace is a Trump Republican again. And, you know, they debated last night. And here's a clip.
First, I want to say I support the Second Amendment. If you are a law-abiding citizen, I have no interest in your guns. I have an interest in a conversation about how we can get fewer kids and fewer citizens with bullet holes in them.
Yeah, so that was Annie Andrews, the Democratic challenger, calling out Congresswoman Mace. You know, so that was like fiery. I love that. I really love that.
That was really, that was a good debate.
Yes. And that one line alone was refreshing, was good.
Yeah.
You know, make her fall back on her heels and everything. Here's another clip.
In your guns. I have an interesting conversation about how we can get fewer kids and fewer citizens.
Okay, and Annie Andrews, she is going to make a good congresswoman if and when she wins. Because District 2 in South Carolina is a real hard district. No Democrat ever won it in a long while. And let me see. The vote by party, for example, when you look at the statistic on gun control, the mental health bill, 205 Republicans voted no, one Republican voted yes. Democrats, all 219 Democrats voted yes for a mental care act, you know. So the Republicans have nothing to run on because of voting everything Democrats put up in helping American people. You know, so they don't deserve to get back to Congress in either chamber.
They have no plan. absolutely no plan mm-hmm. whatsoever. They have mm-hmm. nothing. They haven't offered anything. There's, you know, there's just nothing. So I hope people understand that this is what's going on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People have to understand somehow, some way
mm-hmm.
that,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're coming to the end here. How many more days is it? 16 days? What about, did we talk about Fetterman and Oz yet?
No, that's Fetterman, the last thing. It's about 5 minutes.
Yeah, okay, just one last thing then. Fetterman is leading Oz by 5 points. Five lousy points. Why?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, why? How can that even be true? Oz
mm-hmm.
is a total dipwad.
Yeah, he's a puppet murderer.
He is.
Yeah,
he's a puppet
murderer
for sure. You better
mm-hmm.
believe it. He experimented on dogs and killed them. That was
and he has nine residents and nine mansions in New Jersey. So why is he running? None in Pennsylvania.
Exactly.
Why is he running in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, he doesn't even live there.
Yeah.
It's just a mm-hmm. joke. These people
yeah,
are
his
crazy.
In-laws live there.
Hmm?
His in-laws live in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
He has no roots in Pennsylvania, no house, no nothing. Just his in-laws live there. So he doesn't care about Pennsylvanians. He doesn't give a damn.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. The one last thing
mm-hmm.
I want to say is, you know who James Carville is, right?
Yeah.
He said on Twitter, the Republicans told us that they were going to end a woman's right to choose. We did not believe them. They did. Now the Republicans are telling us if they get power, they will shut the government down to slash Social Security and Medicare. I believe them. You should too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Just
exactly.
a little something to think about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting election. And I want to close out now before we run out of time. And Annie Andrews
mm-hmm.
ad for South Carolina District 2. Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
This is a bullet from an AR-15, but it's also an eraser. As a doctor, I've seen it erase 10th birthdays, family vacations, school dances, and so much more. Because guns are erasing our kids. They're the number one killer of children in America. And Nancy Mace refuses to do anything to stop it. I will. I'm Dr. Annie Andrews, and I approve this message because protecting our kids is my top priority.
Yes. So Annie Andrews, again, running for South Carolina District 2 for Congress. Go to our website,
mm-hmm.
Give her money, give all Democrats money in your state, and give whatever you can give to DNC because we need to win this election. It's important. It's about democracy, saving democracy. Okay, so we're all out of time. We thank everybody,
mm-hmm.
Elaine for calling. We thank Susan for calling. We thank everybody
mm-hmm.
for sharing. We're on facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. We're going to be again on here again Thursday night, 7:30
mm-hmm.
Mountain Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
So hope you can join us for that. Till next time,
mm-hmm.
same time, same place, Thursday. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
And this is Lori Picka in Michigan. Everyone have a good night and start voting blue. Good night, all. Hi, baby girl. Thank you.
Pennsylvania, you've got some important choices to make this year, including who represents you in the U.S. Senate. That's why I'm asking you to vote for John Fetterman this election day, November 8th. So when the fate of our democracy and a woman's right to choose are on the line, I know John will fight for Pennsylvanians. You can count on John Fetterman. Make sure he can count on you. Vote Democrat on November 8th.